Another small problem is that if the ship gets damaged and the pressure drops, you'll explode like a dropped melon. If it's the internal pressure, you get crushed to death in a microsecond. And it takes 10 minutes, more or less, to get depressurized, and another 2 or 3 to get untangled and dressed. So it's not exactly something you can hop out of and come up fighting. The accelerating was over at 2038. A green light went on, and I chinned the button to depressurize. Mary Gay and I were getting dressed outside. "How'd that happen?" I pointed to an angry purple welt that ran from the bottom of her right breast to her hip bone. "That's the second time," she said, mad. "The first one was on my back. I think that shell doesn't fit right, gets creases. Maybe you've lost weight." "Wise guy." Our caloric intake had been rigorously monitored ever since we left Stargate the first time. You can't use a fighting suit unless it fits you like a second skin. A wall speaker drowned out the rest of her comment. "Attention all personnel, attention. All Army personnel, echelon 6 and above, and all Navy personnel, echelon 4 and above, will report to the briefing room at 2130. It repeated the message twice. I went off to lie down for a few minutes, while Mary Gay showed her bruise to the medic and the armorer. I didn't feel a bit jealous. The Commodore began the briefing. "There's not much to tell, and what there is not good news. 6 days ago, the Torin vessel that is pursuing us released a drone missile. Its initial acceleration was on the order of 80 gravities. After blasting for approximately a day, its acceleration suddenly jumped to 148 gravities. Collective gasp. Yesterday, it jumped to 203 gravities. I shouldn't need to remind anyone here that this is twice the accelerative capability of the enemy's drones in our last encounter. We launched a salvo of drones, 4 of them, intersecting what the computer predicted to be the 4 most probable future trajectories of the enemy drone. One of them paid off while we were doing evasive maneuvers. We contacted and destroyed the Torin weapon about 10 million kilometers from here. That was practically next door. The only encouraging thing we learned from the encounter was from spectral analysis of the blast. It was no more powerful an explosion than ones we have observed in the past, so at least their progress in propulsion hasn't been matched by progress in explosives.